reading from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 and 34, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. In these two verses, it is telling us that the communion, the fellowship, the association with evil, I don't care where the evil comes from, it's going to destroy, it's going to corrupt, and it's going to spoil. And then the subsequent verse says, awake, wake up to righteousness. There is no law against righteousness. Awake to righteousness and sin not. One of the greatest and most confusing things that's entered Christianity is the doctrine of sinning religion. There are professing Christians that will scream, turn green and blue to defend their right to keep on sinning. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset you. The Bible says, he that committeth sin is of the devil. My friend, Jesus said to some of the vilest people that ever came to him, that he spoke to, he said, go and sin no more. My friend, we must awake to righteousness and sin not, because it says some have not the knowledge of God. Your testimony as being just like the world, without victory, is no convincement to those that are lost. If we don't have a Christianity that has power, then we don't have a Christianity. We have a living Christ, and we must imitate his life.